Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, rock god Rick Maxa's here too, and the one and only Mark Wish from Pacific Edge is here talking fishing. And we're talking bait tanks, white sea bass, bluefin tuna, all kinds of stuff, bait pumps and squid.
So much cool stuff. Yeah, it's all going on right now, and the fishing is still happening. And that's what's so rad about it. There's good fishing. There's good talk. This is just a great time to be involved in our sport. It's just not going to slow down.
Yeah, you know?
We should be talking about cod fishing right now, and we're not.
Yeah.
But I'm down. Don't get me wrong. It's all good. We're having a great time, and we want to have a great time with you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, join us in this second hour. There's two ways you can reach us. First is with our local line, which has been really busy this morning, but we did have one line open during the break. So if you want to get through, there is one local line open at 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. It's open right now. And we do have two of our toll-free lines open. So if you want to get through, that's your best shot. 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Those are your shots to get through. And not only going to get a chance to talk to Mark about bluefin and sea bass and tackle and rigging and all this great stuff that's going on today, you're also going to get your shot at winning a great prize. And that's a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. You get to go fishing with Captain Ryan Boston and the boys and just get in on the same deal, their season that just won't stop.
Take advantage of beautiful weather and go catching some fish for sure. Hey, we were talking about the trips page at hookup1090.com. All the great trips are up there. And Jeff Mirani from Cedros Tackle just informed me that our July Cedros Kayak Adventure trip is sold out.
Oh, no way.
So we're going to add another trip in September,
cool.
Which a lot of people will probably do. Oh, darn, I wanted to go on that kayak trip because that is so cool to go down to Cedros Island and fish that kayak there. And the way Jeff does it is so awesome. He's going to add another trip for us in September. So stay tuned for that. Just check out our trip page, hookup1090.com. We'll get you informed.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump in, find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report, which today our fishdope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And obviously with our man Mark Wish here, we're going to start off the catch report down at C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Morning.
Very good, Marcos. How are you?
No, I'm doing all right, and fishing's doing all right, and it's nice weather out, so not much to complain about this morning. I considered
sure.
a rock cut rip breakfast burrito, but didn't get it.
I say go for it.
I might get that tomorrow. You know?
go in.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes today. But overall, similar fishing to what we've seen. The half day is doing very well. Very good bottom fishing. Nice mix of air. A little bit of bass mixed in here and there. Three-quarter day trip. San Diego, went down to the islands yesterday, 10 yellowtail, 6 bonito, 41 rockfish. So decent fishing on the three-quarter of it. Shot at the yellowtail, and he's running mostly on the weekends at this point. It's been tough getting him out there, so definitely not ready to give up yet there. Those offshore trips, the one day, day and a half, seeing a mix of bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, bonito, very good fishing on those, especially the day and a half. The Aztec got back from their day and a half yesterday morning. 26 anglers had 16 bluefin, 51 yellowtail, and 75 bonito. And these are good-sized fish. Those bluefin that we've been seeing are anywhere from 50 to 100 pounds, you know, probably 15 to 30 on those yellowfin. So lots of good options there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have those half-day trips up there, the three-quarter day trips, those day and a half. We're going to be running almost every day this week coming up here. You got the choice of the Aztec or the Tribute. They're going to be alternating running those trips. So lots of good options. I mean, it's the middle of November. We're still catching yellowfin, still catching bluefin. I mean, going to, you know, catch those tuna in this Thanksgiving there. So I think we talked about this last year. Forget the Thanksgiving turkey. You should have a Thanksgiving bluefin.
And that's crazy big fish. I mean, I just can't believe that the fishing is as good as it is. And like you say, it's, you know, I mean, there's light loads. can jump on right now and get in on that's fantastic grade of tuna fish.
Yeah, I can't really complain too much about that. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person, get your Rock Out Rick Rex burrito, and get out fishing.
Holler. Sounds like good times to me, Marcos. Great, great report. Great everything going on down at Seaforth. Appreciate an awesome report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, now let's find out what's going on with our Sport Fishing Financial Report. The man, Rick Jensen's covering the Northern Baja for us. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Mark. Good morning to you, our gray light and local fishing guru.
Thanks, buddy.
And not everybody appreciates the master craftsman that you are. I mean, how many tackle shops around literally have a workshop right in the middle of it where you can see Geppetto in the back putting everything together?
I agree with that.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun back there.
So I wanted to throw a shout-out to CCA and Wayne and Hubs Research. I got to get out on that trip they had midweek here and pick up another 14 but halibut and one little sea bass that went into the broodstock program here for the hatchery.
Nice.
at SeaWorld. So that was a great time. It was a great program that proves that CCA is out taking the time, the money, and the resources to do things to improve fishing for the sport fishing community.
No doubt.
So starting with the chip down in Mag Bay, the marlin, wahoo continue to be strong. The tuna starting to get a little bit bigger. Mulahay, a couple Dorado caught outside into the south, a few snapper and triggers inside. Wind picked up a little bit the last couple days there. I know Cass said that he rolled through La Bocana on his way up, and we got some reports of his trip and another trip. Like you said, weather and water were beautiful, a little bit of grouper fishing happening. Decent yellowtail. All the fish were big on the yellowtail, over 20 pounds, and a couple small Dorado outside, but no sign of wahoo. And what was interesting, and Cass, he sounded like he was tired and probably forgot to mention, on his trip, I know they hooked the marlin on a yo-yo iron and it broke off, so the marlin must be thick as thieves, because the very next day, they got a double on marlin on yo-yo iron fishing for yellowtail in the shallows as well. So interesting stuff happening there, and it seems like the marlin are spread out pretty good, and then the wahoo a little bit to the south. Jeff at Cedros Tackle reported a lobster fleet, saying things are kind of slow down there, mostly off shorts. Calicos are still hanging in the deeper water. Halibut moving around on the lee side of the beaches, and lots of bait around. Wildlife quality has been real good. Sankatine yellowtail still around, but not much being reported. Ensenada bottom fishing has really been the focus for some of the fleet there, going strong. No real reports on the surface stuff. And Gonzaga Bay, San Felipe, fishing continues to be real strong there. It's good. This time of year, there's a mixed net bag of Corvina, Sierra, Trigger, Spotted Bay Bass, Cabrilla, Yellowtail, Grouper. We've even caught little roosters up there, and, you know, conditions are good. Good time to head down that way, nice and close, and a good place for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, man. Well, that's great, Rick. It's lots of good stuff, and, yeah, hard to believe that we're talking about Thanksgiving or still talking about tuna, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this weather and the holiday. I may roll out to the local banks here and do some fishing tomorrow. And then, hey, we're off with the Royal Polaris back down to Guadalupe next Thursday. So lots of good stuff coming up for the holiday.
All right. Well, good luck on that trip, and good luck on your trip there. And, of course, somebody wants to get good sound financial advice and lots of good information and somebody that you can count on for the future. This is the guy, Sport Fishing Financial. And, Rick, how do we find you?
Catch me on the phone at 949-481-1807 or sportfishingfinancial.com.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you. Well, no. Good luck on the Royal Polaris. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. I'll be out for a week, but enjoy the week and have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks so very much. Let's head down to Guadalupe Island, talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom, calling us live from the Royal Star. Good morning, Tim.
I was just going to say, Guadalupe Island, that's right up my alley.
Yeah, man, that's you, that's for sure. Dude. Oh, yeah, it sounds like you're on the beach.
We just got back this morning from a trip. God, what a beautiful 10-day trip. You talk about mixing the variety, which is what these trips typically feature in the fall. between 3 days at Guadalupe, where we had two really good days, good shots at that beautiful 70 to 130-pound fish. There were good yellowtail in the mix, 30, 35-pounders.
Oh.
And from there, we made our way down to Olalos Rocks. We had a nice shot at the Wahoo there, even mixed in 20 nice big, what we love to call ball-slapping-sized Dorados.
Right.
Yeah, we all know what that means. Big ones that jump off the deck about 3 feet high. But big, beautiful Dorado. We made our way to the ridge for a couple of days, had some wahoo fishing in there, school-sized tuna, and then made our way up the beach for the final leg. Just a beautiful, overall, well-rounded trip, quality, quantity, great variety in the scenery. But, you know, this time of year is just so epic because of these Santa Anas. You know, the weather is so darn good down there, and it was the entire trip. It was one for the record, Bo. So I think the boat rolled around about 3 hours out of the entire trip. So
sweet,
just
cool.
A really successful run. I know, Ricky, you and I are scheduled to go fishing right after Thanksgiving on our 12-15 back down either on the beach or the islands. Boy, it sure looks like things are heating up down there below the beach. There's some hints of bigger and better things to come. So I'm really excited about that. We may just have to take a detour and come in either on the go down on the way there or on the way back and take a shot at some bona fide jumbos, because that place is it's offering some potential right now.
I always think that you just made the coolest call in the design of that trip. You know, in that trip, we've been doing Let's Talk Hookup in the partnership with the Royal Star for years and years, and just over the years, you know, you've always kind of manipulated the trip to, you know, best suit the style of fishing, going from a 10-day to a 12-day to a 12-day with a fly-home option, and it was for that exact reason, so that you can always have the ability to fish the best style of fishing, whether you stay closer to the beach and have more time, or you have the time to run down to the buffer zones around the island, and, you built that trip around the best possible, you know, use of our time away from the dock. And this year, gosh, who knows where things going to end up. I can't wait.
Exactly, me too. We've talked about that on the show before. You know, we set our schedule up. When I sit down with a pen and pencil, I set it up as a fisherman. I mean, I'm the guy driving the boat or whoever's driving the boat. I want to go out there and give myself the very best chance at putting an incredible catch of fish on the boat. And that's how we schedule it. It's not about holidays, days of the week, time of the moon, whatever. It's just a fisherman.
Yeah,
we want to get down there and give ourselves the best chance at coming back with something extraordinary. And that trip's a perfect example. And on that note, I did want to let you guys know and all your listeners that we made a little schedule change, and we threw a 7-day in immediately following Christmas, which will feature a trip to Guadalupe and possibly a trip into the coast, you know, wherever it may be, Cedrus, Benitas. The sign of Benitas has been great. We were at Cedrus a couple of days ago. We actually had good fishing there, and that quality yellowtail, being on the beach, wherever our travels may take us. But the main focus will be Guadalupe, and that is not too late by any means for that nice-sized tuna out there. If you go by last year and the year before, there was excellent fishing on that beautiful gray tuna. And from the looks of things, you know, the water's still warm, and that fish is still around. Fishing slowed down a little bit. It's not just Katie bar the door every day. It's more an up-and-down thing. But there's still a ton of fish around that island. When we were there our last day, we saw 10 miles of fish on the outside surface.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's all still there. It's just a matter of whether it wants to – well, you know, when it wants to come in and where it comes in. It's got to get way back down to the very south end of the island. I'm certain we're going to have some more shots. But it's a great opportunity for an angler to jump on after Christmas, a 7-day run, perfect timing, jump on the boat right after Christmas, celebrate the new year, and get back in with a nice handful or two of big, beautiful tuna to usher in 2017.
Sounds like a plan to me. December 26th to January 2nd. And you've got a really good value on it, too, $27.50 for a 7-day on the Star.
No kidding.
With that limited load you have there, that's fantastic.
Exactly. That's all-inclusive. That's out the Guadalupe. And you know, as we
that
all
includes
know,
all your permits and everything, too?
Yeah, that's everything.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's
whole,
awesome,
that,
too.
Because that in itself is several hundred dollars for the Guadalupe permit. So that's
pretty
awesome.
There you go. And you know, again, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what that trip produces. It's been such a good time of year, and again, with everything that the coast has to offer, just an opportunity for a well-rounded trip. It's already got a couple handfuls of guys that are booked, ready to go, so space is limited. Anybody wants to go, please give us a call quick. We want to make sure we get you on. And I look forward to seeing Ricky, you, after Thanksgiving. We're going to be out on the boat. I'm sure we'll be calling in, and then we're all going to get together, I guess, down in the beautiful Cabo San Lucas for what is going to become, or what's become, the annual Let's Talk Hookup broadcast. I can't wait.
That's
indeed
a lot
with
of fun.
With the Sport Fishing Association of California, that's going to be great. December 10th, is that correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, Saturday, December 10th, we'll all be back at the beautiful resort. I believe the Pueblo Bonito Blanco, and right on the water there in Cabo San Lucas, and talking to the Mexican fisheries people and all the great stuff that's happening in Mexico. And you guys pull in that morning and jump into the seat to be on the microphone live
from
Cabo.
Cool.
That's going to be fun times.
Can't wait. Right on, guys. Have a good rest of the show and a good weekend. We'll catch up with you later.
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Phones are packed up. One line open. You want to get through 877-792-1090 open right now.
I'm going to throw this out there with that after Thanksgiving or after Christmas trip that they're talking about. If there's anybody out there that's got a fisherman person on their Christmas gift and you're trying to figure out something all time to get them, like, how cool would that be if, you know,
you're going
fishing
again.
How cool is that
star,
for a Christmas
right?
gift, dude?
Get all your new Christmas toys and get out there and break them.
That's
epic.
Oh,
I'm in, man. That sounds cool. Hey, the phones are packed up. If you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090, or better yet, 877-792-1090. Your chance to get through right now. Let's talk to Brian calling us from Harupa Valley this morning. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Brian?
I got a Taka 16, and I wanted to set it up for the bluefin, and I got the 80-pound Blackwater Hollow, or should I put the 65-pound on it, the 60-pounds?
I just loaded a Taka 16 with about 475 yards of 80-pound Max Quattro with a 50-pound top shot of a fluoro on there for one of our customers going bluefin fishing. So, you know, that Max Quattro, it's a little thinner, and I could have put all 500 yards from that spool on there, but I left them just a little bit of room. And that I think would be a great way to go.
Yeah, also, you know, that was my go-to rig on the Shogun,
Guadalupe,
that the Italica 16 with 80-pound hollow ace. I kind of like the hollow ace because I like to splice straight into into the short top shot.
And that pretty blue color. I love that blue color.
Well, mine was white, but but that would be another option, too, because the hollow is not much thicker than standard, although the Max Quattro is
quite a bit thinner.
Yeah, it's
right?
A little thinner.
So you're going to get, what, maybe 300 yards of hollow or standard?
Get a little bit more than that with 80-pound. You get like 325 yards. I think you get around 325 to 300, about 325 yards of 80-pound standard Spectra.
Yeah, so like his Blackwater, that's probably about 350 yards of that.
Yeah, I'd say so. Probably 325.
325
I would say.
Plenty, right?
Typically plenty,
But ish. See, I mean, ish, yeah. You know.
But see, here's the thing, and I just wrote a little story for Fish Taco Chronicles about this. I stand on a tackle store, I listen to this stuff all the time, Ricky, just like yourself. Oh, I hooked one, and I had it on 80-pound, and I got spooled. But they left an important part out of that story. You got 80-pound tackle, but the fish doesn't know that. All he knows is the drag setting that he's pulling against. So you guys, and especially you guys going out there and want to fish that bigger tuna fish, man, you need to take that outfit and tie a spring scale to the wall or have one of your buddies hold it and then pull. And in real world, pretend like you're pulling on a fish and then have your buddy give you the readings. And the vast majority of you guys out there, if you have not done this before, you are going to be shocked.
I'll bet you'd be close to double under what you should be.
Under.
Not under, I'll bet close to double what you should be. Like, you know, and we're not talking too light. We're talking twice as light as you should be.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe how much 8 pounds of drag pressure is. You know?
You wouldn't believe how hard you can pull on 60 pound. That's the thing, too, right? When you're fishing that big fish.
Yeah, and if you don't pull against a scale to really understand what that means, you're just absolutely clueless when you're pulling on big fish.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I remember one of my most impressive learning experiences was on the deck of the Royal Star the first time.
I was going to recite the same, a similar story.
The first time I ever hooked a good one on the kite at Alejos Rocks with Tim that was just on here just a few moments ago, and I thought I knew a little bit about fishing big fish, and I didn't know much about fishing heavier tackle because I'm a private boat guy. You know, we fish light stuff most of the time. And I hooked a good one on 60-pound, and they were watching me struggle, and I'm sure laughing like hell. And then after a while, Tim came down, and he said, come on, dude, you got to pull on that thing. And he came down, backed down the lever, twisted the preset like twice, and then put it back up to strike. And I thought I was going over the side. He says, now you're pulling on fish. And we later tested it. It was 22 pounds on 60-pound, and it made all the difference.
Okay, so for Brian, he's fishing 80-pound Spectra and then a 60-pound top shot. 60-pound top shot, Brian?
I was going to go 50 or 60.
Okay, yeah. Either way is good.
So if you're fishing 50, how many pounds should you test your drag at on strike?
On 50 for most people, you know, and obviously you got to take a look at what kind of rod you got this on and what kind of physical shape you are in. But if you set your strike to be about 12 pounds, okay, and everybody says, that's not enough. Okay, but then you can take one thumb, the left hand that you're holding the rod with, you can take that thumb and press that line down into the foregrip. You get 2 more pounds, and then when you're really putting your other hand up above, when you're really leaning back on them, you can press that thumb down, you get 2 more pounds. So you can be 12 at strike, which you can still push
up
to full.
So that's 25%.
Yeah. So you're at your 25%, which is a good place to be. And for most of you, you know, out there listening, when you're actually pulling 12 or 14 pounds against a fish, you're going to be shocked on how hard you're pulling.
Yeah.
I had a guy in a store yesterday. He's out there on a tanner as we speak. Fishing, hopefully he's pulling on a good one. But I set him up with one of my 6.5-foot rods and let him pull against a scale, and his arms were shaking, and he goes, pulling like hell, 8 pounds.
Yeah.
8 pounds.
I was going to say, you wouldn't believe how often people are between 4 and 6 pounds when they think that they're fishing 12 or 15 pounds drag. It's a very, very common thing.
So educate yourself on drag settings.
That's a really good
by doing it at home. Tie it off to your bumper and use a scale and figure out what
scale
it feels like. When you pull that off, and you'll be blown away.
Yeah,
so it's catching all these big fish. I mean, the guys that are getting them, it's a combination of two things. First of all, they got that drag set right. And second of all, they've got their gear absolutely perfect.
Sure.
You just don't want any malfunctions in the gear when you are pulling on them.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, hope that helps you out, Brian. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. First time we've had an open local line the whole show. It's 858-457-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost 4 decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
Hey, you know, if you're not able to get out and catch them on the water, there's an easy place you can get wide-open fishing, and it's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. It's called Point Loma Seafoods.
Minimum of once a week. That's our spot. Yeah. You wouldn't believe how many times a tackle store, we're going to Smelly Kelly's. It's our favorite spot. We love Point Loma Seafoods. We love going down there. I would say overall favorite from the shop is probably that shrimp taco plate.
Yeah, it's so taco good, plate dude. Is so awesome. I tell you, there's so many great things there. But the thing about, we do a lot, we love eating fish at home. And you go in there and you look at their showcase, it is by far the best showcase you will ever see in any fish market in the country.
I agree. Period. Our new favorite, too, and so usually only on the weekends, it's not every time, but have you gotten their pokey salad?
Oh,
fresh,
yeah.
Pokey with the seaweed salad? Oh,
yeah.
It is so good, dude.
Incredible. And they have sushi and more, but you want a piece of fish at home tonight, or you want to just go down and have a great lunch or dinner, it's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, talking fishing here with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. So much great stuff going on right now, and it's, you know, it's so funny because we kind of go into a little bit of a doldrum season this time of the year, but there are no doldrums.
There isn't. Like,
not
there,
this
it,
year.
We all, it happens every year, but it shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's biting, man.
It's going off.
It's biting.
Yeah, it's going off, for sure. So let's go jump into the phones. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Open right now. It's been a busy morning. There's your shot to get through.
Had some very patient callers. Next up, we're going to talk to Dan. He's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got a couple questions. One, with, I see the bluefin, the yellowfin, the yellowtail. Are those all clumped up in one spot, or are they north towards Desperation? Are they south of Mexico, or are they west? And, Rick, do you ever plan on running any charters on that Parker? Like Benny Florentino style? Thanks.
Well, as far as your first one goes, the bluefin, there's still a little bit of bluefin at Comendi, although I don't think anybody's fishing it. Most of that bluefin is right on the inside edge of the tanner, right up on the shallows of the bank. And there's yellowfin on the porpoise just about everywhere. Some of the guys are seeing some of that nice grade yellowfin coming home from the tanner, both going up to the west, you know, the Long Beach guys and Pedro guys, and then the guys coming around the east, coming back to San Diego. A lot of that yellowfin is still hanging out outside of Desperation, mostly on porpoise, not so much on the structure like it was. And then there was fish on porpoise yesterday up on the 209 and other fish around the mackerel bank on the inside of Comendi. So there's still quite a bit around. And that yellowtail, there's yellowtail at San Comendi. Nobody's really fishing them. And then they're running up to the 9 on the Cortez and fishing some of that yellowtail. That's where a lot of that stuff is hanging out. So, yeah, there's a lot of fish around. It's trickling outside, that's for sure. That's where the good water is. But, man, there's a lot of fish around for this time of year. It's just crazy good.
Amazing. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Oh, go ahead, Rick. Are you going to run charters on your boat?
Yeah, no plans. I mean, between my boat partner and I, that boat fishes a whole lot. No plans for charter. Never say never, but definitely nothing in any immediate plans for neither I to do the charter.
Well, fishing with Benny Florentino.
Yeah, we get hit up an awful lot on
I'll
Facebook
bet you
and things like that. But no plans yet, bro. Appreciate the question, though. All right. How about we jump back into him and talk to Don, who's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Rick. How are you and Mark doing? My office is actually like about a couple blocks from Mark's shop down there in
HB. Also, Chica Manager right there.
Hey, you know, you were just talking about, do some charters on your boat, Rick. And my question for Mark was, do you do any – I'm a private boater guy. I got a 28-foot skipjack. And we actually were at Kalmini yesterday and got three bluefin in about the 45-pound range. We had a really
nice.
Good day.
Right. Oh, that's good for you, man.
You got the bluefins at Kalmini proper?
Yeah.
There you go. Were you
right off desperation.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
Boy, did you just start a wave of boats getting all motivated. Well, good for you.
Anytime we think the tuna season is about over, they pop back up
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
Indeed.
You know, it's nuts. But my question for you, Mark, is do you do any private white sea bass charters, you know, when the season starts to roll around, you know, January, February, March? Is that something you do?
You know, you missed your shot. I did for years. And I've just kind of gotten to the point now where I just want to go fishing for fun, you know.
Well, understandable, and I guess I'll just have to stop by the office there of yours and pick your brain.
Oh,
the guy to go with would be Brandon Hayward.
Yeah, Brandon's a very, very good fisherman. He's got a 23 Parker and
one man charters.
And, you know, I don't know if he's getting on other people's boats to run their boats, if that's what you were thinking. But, you know, you should just go with him and see how he does it. And, you know, he'd be one. And then Jamie on Seasons, he'd be another.
How about Dave? You could hire Dave Hansen, the one and only.
Holy Captain Dave Hansen.
Captain Dave Hansen. He'd come on your boat.
Yeah, he'll come right on your boat. And even if you don't catch anything, you will still have the most extraordinary day, one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain Dave Hansen.
I let you guys go. Mark, I'm looking at buying a smaller two-speed. What do you think about the Penn Fathom and also the Abbott two-speed?
I'm not really familiar with Abbott, so I wouldn't care to comment on that.
I
really, really like the Penn Fathoms. I fished with those myself. I've caught some really nice bluefins on that 25 narrow.
Can't beat it. They are. They're a great. They're a good reel.
Yeah, both that 25 narrow and the 30, extraordinary piece of gear for that price. You know, I've destroyed those things or thought I would destroy them, and man, they're working fine. And then the other one, if you want to step up to the plate a little bit, that Talca 12. Absolutely. I mean, it's a lot of money for that reel, but that is just an absolute piece of art. I mean, they are just the best of the best.
I'll throw one thing in when it comes to trying to make a decision on your reel on a small two-speed that's so important is the weight of the spool. And I'm definitely not saying that there's anything wrong with an Abbott reel. They're plenty nice, and plenty of people catch a ton of fish on them, but spool weight means so much, and there are a lot of reels that have a much lighter weight spool, and that is just going to equate into better casting and better fishing for you. The weight of the spool means so much on those small two speeds, and for the price, I agree. I don't think you can beat the Fathom, and as far as quality of having all of the features of major torque, major power, major drag, and a lightweight spool, there's nothing like a Talica.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Kenny, who's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, gentlemen.
Okay.
Hey, Mark. Occasionally, I'll go out and do a walk with my wife out there in the Bolsa Chica wetlands. I've seen some really big sea bass back in there. Do those things migrate in and out of there? And actually, what are they doing back there?
You know, I know exactly where you're talking about, by those tide gates on the incoming tide. And I used to run down through there before I wrecked my knee, and I've stood there for many hours watching those fish in there. I mean, there's some good ones. I mean, like 15, 20-pounders, yeah.
Come on.
That's all protected, right?
Yeah, it's all protected. Can't fish for them. Just stand there and watch them. And, but they usually show up when the bait starts moving back into the bay, like April, May, like that, depending on what the water's doing. They usually leave about this time of year when the water's cooling off and the bait starts leaving the bay. But, yeah, just standing there watching dude, unbelievable.
20-pounders.
Yeah. Like,
that's
not
so
much
rad.
More, like, from me to the wall. Just watching them.
That's cool.
There's trillions of smelt and small yelp and croakers in there sometimes, and they just come up, just like you see a trout in a stream, sucks a bug off, they just come up.
That's rad.
Awesome.
That's
that's a great spot.
It's super cool just sitting there watching them and stuff, you know. just going back and forth there and stuff around those inlets there.
Yep.
All right. Good deal. Hey, Kenny, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. For the first time all morning, yeah, we have a local line open. That's 858-457-1090. 858-457-1090. You want to get through, there's your chance.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Mike, who's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I was on the San Diego yesterday. It was phenomenal.
That's phenomenal. Great.
The captain even came down and guessed my Bonita, and I mean monster Bonita. Now, I got a question for Mark on the bait tank. You know, considering the pumps and the water flow and that, does it make a difference on the inside of the tank, whether it's round, oval, or square?
That's a good question.
Yeah, good question. You know, round and oval is the best. Square, unless you've got, you know, kind of square with well-rounded corners, you know, the sharp corners are not the best way to go. But, yeah, that round or oval shape is, you know, typically, you know, what we shoot for with the tanks.
All right. Very good, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a question about boat size and tank size. Okay, now, Ricky went extreme on his, and he's got a 25-foot boat with how big is that tank?
80. It's 80.
Yeah. 80, yeah. Okay. Is that extreme on a boat that size?
No, that's not. It's up there, but not extreme.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're buying, a typical 23 to 25-foot center console, the ideal Pacific Edge bait tank would be what?
In
Southern California.
Well, for like a Parker 23, for example,
okay,
would be one of two tanks. We have a single kind of triangular-shaped tank that is one of our number one selling tanks. It's called a 60ST, and the other would be a 60D. So one is a single tank, the other is a double tank, and it depends on how you like to fish and where you fish. See, down here, you guys don't get the options for different kinds of bait as easily as we do, because we often have a receiver that has squid or sardines or anchovies, or you're going to go catch your own squid and get a couple passes of fin bait to begin with. So for my part of town, we sell a little bit more double tanks, and personally that's my preference, because you can have water on one side and your lobsters crawling around on the other side. Or
Can you mix squid and sardine?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
But, you know, the squid are going to eat a certain amount of them. Uh-huh. You know, if they're that red new bait that hasn't spawned yet and they're hungry, yeah, they're going to eat some of those sardines for sure. Yeah, if it's all spawned out stuff, they're not eating, because that's part of the reason they got that white look, is they're actually starving to death.
So the difference between a spawned out versus a fresh squid is what? Explain that to listeners that may not know.
Well, when squid has just moved into the area and it has not spawned yet, it's bright red, healthy, full of ink, full of vim and vigor. When you go to pick it up to put him on, he reaches around and grabs you, tries to bite you. Yeah. And that's new bait. But once that stuff has spawned and laid their eggs, they pass away shortly thereafter. And one biologist told me that part of the reason that they're turning white and have no energy is because they're starving, because they're not eating either. So that stuff, you know, that will mix with fin bait better because they're not eating them. But yeah, that red frisky stuff, yeah.
What's the better bait for fishing?
That real red, beautiful stuff. Yeah. The other stuff, that white stuff, you know, it's not going to live overnight in the tank. You know, if it's already white and that limp look to it, almost all that's going to die that night.
Oh, it is.
And so a lot of times, you know, you're better off, you know, freezing up some of it, or not necessarily freezing, but putting it on ice so you've got some good fresh frozen or ice down bait to fish with. Because otherwise, if it dies and the water's warm, you know, it goes bad really quickly.
Yeah.
Good to know.
All right. 858-457-1090. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Doug, calling us from Montebello. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I got a couple of questions now. Would you shop be big enough to hold a live broadcast there? And two, how do you get good gas mileage off your boat? These are the two questions now.
What, where was the live broadcast, Doug?
He wants to know if you can do a live broadcast at the corner of Bolsa Chica Energy.
Oh, at the corner of Bolsa Chica Energy. Yeah, sure, that could happen.
Right across from the Chevron station, Huntington Beach.
It could happen.
And what was your other question?
achieving fuel economy.
Well, what's the best way to determine how you could get it?
Well, what kind of boat?
Oh, any boat, I guess. Private boat.
Well, keep the weight low and the bottom clean.
That's good.
And run it at the most efficient speed for your motor for one and your hull for another. So most boats are going to get their best speed, you know, while there's still displacement going through the harbor slowly is a really economical speed. But when you start putting horsepower to the thing and starting to push it up on plane and that intermediate speed where you're just pushing a lot of water, that's your worst economy. And then when you get up on plane and you're skimming along the surface, then it's going to pick back up again. But that totally depends on whether it's gas, diesel, inboard, outboard. And
for example, you buy a Yamaha outboard and you get the package where it shows you the prime fuel economy.
Yeah.
It shows you how much is burning through that, and that's the ultimate deal because you can find out. Every boat is different.
Every boat's going to be a little different.
And so you put that, you buy a Yamaha, you get that package of instruments in there, and you know exactly where your most efficient fuel economy
is. You know, one of the biggest things for small boats is, you know, guys want to bring along all their buddies. Every single guy wants to bring 3 bags of crap, 10 rods,
right.
3 ice chests full of stuff, way too much beer. And you can't continue to add weight to a little boat and have it not cost you.
Right.
It's going to cost
you.
They keep that weight
fuel tank, bait tank, guys, beer, ice.
Oh, yeah. It all adds up.
You just watch that fuel economy go down.
Yep.
I can tell you for certain where we achieve our poorest fuel economy is Yummy Flyer trolling. Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Because it's exactly as Mark said. We're pushing the boat about as fast as we can, but not being on plane. We're pushing as much water as possible, still fairly high on the RPMs, but not so high that we've popped out of the water. We're just plowing around and
just sucks it up.
Man, did we burn some fuel doing that this year.
Yep.
Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. So what's your forecast? What do you think if people are going to get, you know, we're going to go away from this tuna eventually, maybe. But
hopefully not.
But what's your forecast kind of for squid, sea bass? You know, everybody's kind of getting geared up, you know, the lobster, Catalina, sea bass combo. Is that going to happen?
You know, it looks like we're out of that full-on El Nino really hot water pattern because a lot of that marlin that's up there on the Osborne Banks not biting real well because it's full of squid.
Yeah.
So there's squid there. You know, there's a little bit of squid at the island. I had a customer yesterday who had been on a sport boat out there at the Tanner, and he said that the captain of the sport boat told him that there's a lot of squid on the Tanner. That's what's holding the fish. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it often could be.
Interesting.
So it looks like we're getting out of that hot water mode into a more, you know, kind of neutral mode, and that bodes well for, you know, winter squid, sea bass, yellowtail type fishing. So, you know, we're just going to have to see right now that, you know, the water's very warm. I mean, the buoy on the Tanner was 67 degrees. I mean,
Wow. Come
on, man.
Crazy.
And that's down from 68. I thought the buoy was broken, but I asked one of my buddies who was out there. He goes, no, it's 68 degrees.
Unreal.
So, you know, water right now is warm, but there's definitely squid around. And when the squid around, sea bass are around. And as far as the lobster fishing, you know, some of the guys are doing okay shallow, but some of that stuff is still really deep. Like it was last year. Some of the guys fishing deeper are just conking them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Get the ace line hauler.
I would think so for sure. But, yeah, you know, we might be going into like a new normal type of thing.
Okay.
I mean, we just maybe.
Is normal good for us for sea bass fishing?
Well, it was.
Yeah.
But if this is a new normal.
Yeah, what's the new normal?
See, you know, these last few years, not so much last year. Last year it was a little more traditional with sea bass more at the island, less on the coast. The few years previous, you know, there was all that big fish on the coast, and a lot of guys, you know, made reputations fishing that fish on the coast. But, you know, that may or may not be here all the time.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to see. It's going to be interesting regardless. I mean, conditions are good. There's a lot of fish. You know, for many years we had no sea bass to speak of. So the population is, you know, it's nowhere.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that we had no sea bass all those years?
You know, I think some of it was water, and some of it was the natural cycle in the sardine and mackerel populations. It crashed because of natural cycles and too much commercial pressure.
Yeah.
And
the
so
coastal gillnet certainly put an impact on it.
On the fish.
Yeah.
But the on the bait situation. See, when you look at a sea bass, I mean, it's a big fish. He's got a big mouth. His eyes look up, and he's got a lot of teeth. So he's built to eat fish,
yeah,
and bigger size fish. So when those fish weren't around, I mean, you guys, I mean, I certainly remember the years we had no sardines for 10 years in Southern California. And for a lot of you guys, you know, you can't believe not having a sardine, but we had none.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a primary forage for that fish. So that and, you know, too much commercial pressure on the fish itself. I mean, we had years all through the 70s, there was like no sea bass, zero. I was fishing a lot back then, and I didn't catch one for 10 or 12 years.
10 or 12 years?
Not a big one, not a little one, nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
So where did they go?
Well, some of that's hard to say, and yeah, a lot of it was that I think the population basically collapsed for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And but now they're definitely coming back. You know, we started seeing the fish coming back in the 80s. And,
right.
You know,
Obviously, you were all in their hatchery program, yeah, really enhanced,
yeah,
the whole
that
thing.
That helped a lot.
Yeah.
And now it's an interesting population because it seems like it's kind of slanted more toward big fish.
Big ones,
I mean, if,
yeah,
somebody asked me where you would go catch an 8-pound sea bass right now,
right,
I don't know. I could probably catch a 40-pounder easier than you could catch an 8-pounder. I don't know where all those little guys are. I'm sure they're around up north or something.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Cool.
But I love that.
Stuff.
It's,
yeah,
fun. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a 3-quarter-day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons C4th Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new C4th Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, 3-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at C4th Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at C4thLanding.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
XERRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone! Touchdown, Aztecs!
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 10-9. You're at the big winner of that 3-quarter-day trip on the San Diego is going to Don in Dana Point. Don, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on the San Diego.
Indeed. And Cap Mark Wish, Pacific Edge, we sure appreciate all the many, many years of participation in Let's Talk Hookup,
yeah,
and every Saturday getting the full scoop for what's going on the water. You're just fantastic, a huge asset to us, and we really appreciate that.
I felt so guilty not calling in last Saturday.
You should have, but you were in Maui enjoying yourself
yeah,
for
exactly.
a change.
Yeah, well, that time change makes it tough to do it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and the 4 a.m. comes awful early.
Yeah, so sure. whatever.
Well, thank you for all that, and of course, we'll hear from
Thanks,
you
Mark.
Next Saturday. But in the meantime, if somebody wants to come visit you at Pacific Edge, wants to talk about bait tanks, bait systems, fishing tackle, et cetera.
Et cetera. Yeah, we're in Huntington Beach. Where are we, Pete?
Bolsa Chica and Manager.
right
next to the Chevron station.
That's it. And the phone number, website?
Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm actually starting to work on our Facebook, Pacific Edge Tackle.
Okay.
Where we're putting up some, you know, I guess so many nice pictures of our tanks and customers.
Friend John Facebook
yeah.
at Pacific Edge Tackle.
Well, that's a like. That's the business one. You know, I guess the personal one. Yeah,
okay.
See, I know nothing about the social media stuff.
We know. Don't worry
about
it.
You know more than I do.
Pictures, we'll find them.
You know more than I do about it, though, because you know you like the business one, and then you friend the personal one. So there you go.
So we got. I just started working on this thing, and I just noticed that we have now 30 likes. And Facebook was, like, excited about that.
Very good.
So now after putting this out, I imagine we're going to have 300 after tonight,
for
right?
For sure. Well, thanks, Mark, for coming in, and thank you for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Mr. Greg Stotesbury from AFCO, a wealth of knowledge and one heck of a fresh and saltwater fisherman, will be here in the studio with us tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Ryan on the other side of the glass. We'll see you back here on the Mighty 1090.